Composers have long dreamed about realizing their complex ideas without having to rely on pesky musicians who might not be able to play very well or simply might not like their music. For their part, musicians have long sought ways to create bigger sounds by themselves. Think of street corner one-man bands. Now guitarist and composer Pat Metheny has joined both ranks with his Orchestrion project, Ashley Kahn reports.
This is Pat Metheny playing his guitar while his computer triggers a full range of acoustic instruments at the same time. No overdubs.
Everything you're hearing is me. Every little bit of it, from the compositions to the way the ride cymbal is played, is filtered through my sense of things. It's absolutely the most personal thing I've ever done.
It is Pat Metheny's 21st century version of an orchestrion, an instrument that dates back to the turn of the last century. He pulls out a book.
This will blow your mind, actually. Pretty much what's going on there, right? You know, I think that's like 1890.
It actually looks very different from Metheny's version. It's all packed into one big cabinet, but many of the parts are there. Jeremy Ryder, a conservator at the Morris Museum in Morristown, New Jersey, cranks up the Popper's Rex, an orchestrion built in Leipzig, Germany in 1913.
There's a full piano inside it that doesn't have a keyboard, so you can't hand play it. There's also just under 100 organ pipes of different varieties to create different flavors and textures of sound. There's a set of orchestra bells that's similar to a glockenspiel inside of it, as well as a bass drum, snare drum, crash cymbal, and triangle.
In a small former church in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, Metheny's updated orchestrion does away with the cabinet. The instruments are spread across the large room.
It's not synthesizers. It's not samples. It's actual physical, living, breathing, getting hit around stuff. A whole ensemble of stuff that I can then write for and improvise with. Like here you can hear the regular guitar, but I'm playing a marimba with it. Okay, let me... Like right there, that's a clanger. There's another cymbal. It's a wood block.
Some instruments Metheny triggers into action with his guitar, but many sequences are pre-programmed.
So let me get a section of something where I can play with everything together.
Seeing the orchestrion in action is like watching Santa's workshop, if Santa was a jazz cat. There are two pianos, two robotic guitars, a vibraphone, drums, bells, even a mechanism that blows air across the top of liquid-filled jugs. They're all linked by wires to an Apple hard drive. It took Metheny 4 years to create his orchestrion. He had the help of experts in the fields of robotics and solenoids, electromagnetic triggers that can move a drumstick or shake a tambourine.
I mean, you can't help but sort of laugh when you see it all going.
Metheny's Orchestrion project is both an album, just released, and a concert tour of Europe and the U.S.
This is easily the most expensive undertaking I've ever attempted, and I'll be really happy to break even on this one. We're into the six figures, you know, we can say that.
How it will be received by critics remains to be seen. the jazz world is not known for being especially warm to technological innovation.
I've always felt a big part of my job is to irritate those people. When I'm not doing that, I feel like I'm not doing my job.
Exploring musical styles and technologies is nothing new to Matheny. In the 1980s, he caused more than a little controversy playing jazz on a guitar synthesizer.
I often joke, my first musical act was to plug in.
The jazz world has mostly come to terms with electronic instruments and digital technology. If there's anything about Matheny's orchestrion that might raise eyebrows, it's the lack of human interaction.
Because I'm a jazz guy, there's going to be these questions like interactivity and blah, blah, blah. The thing is, with this, I've created a world for myself where I can interact with a dozen different things, a dozen different ways.
Most listeners probably won't know they're hearing automated instruments on Matheny's new album, but in concert, they'll know.
I expect it to be a character-building experience when things don't work, which is going to happen. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of moving parts here. Some nights that one isn't going to do what it's supposed to do. I know it. And, you know, when that happens, solo guitar, baby, you know.
And with that, you can't lose. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Kahn.
You can hear songs from Pat Metheny's new album and highlights from his career at nprmusic.org. And this is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Thomas Pierce, produced by Sarah Byer-Kelly, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Walter A. Watson, Veronica Miller, Jack Zahora, Theo Balcom, Jonathan Rappaport, and Sarah Coe. Our technical director today is Kevin Waite. Our librarian is Kim Oleski. Erica Ryan is our web producer. Today's show was produced by Ned Wharton and edited by Antonio Marcano. The senior editor of Weekend Edition and the senior producer is Jenny Bergel, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.